Hi, we're looking back on March 25th. Tarzan the Ape Man, the first Tarzan talkie, premiered on this day in 1932. From Here to Eternity won 8 Academy Awards in 1954.
Nobody ever kissed me the way you do.
And it was in 2018 that a one-match ban was handed down to Australian cricket captain Steve Smith for the ball tampering saga. The ban by Australian cricket was far more harsh.
I want to make clear that as captain of the Australian cricket team, I take full responsibility.
It's Elton John's birthday. He's 73. He's only behind the Beatles on the list of the biggest-selling British artists of all time. And he's had over 20 top 20 hits here in Australia.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
Yes, he has stood the test of time, and right now still on his farewell tour.
I've been so incredibly lucky. My life has changed. My priorities now are my children.
Happy birthday to Sir Elton John. Sarah Jessica Parker is 55 today. She made her film debut in 1979, but made it big as the star of the TV series Sex and the City.
Carrie Bradshaw, I'm representing myself.
Australian comedian and one half of the comedy duo Lano and Woodley. Colin Lane's also 55.
You know, I don't think you're pulling your weight, frankly.
My name's not Frankly.
Actually, it's a big day for birthdays for Aussie comedians. Judith Lucy turns 52.
Mum and I would sit down to a bowl of yogurt, low-calorie raspberry cordial and bran all mixed together. It's a little bit like eating sweet dirt.
And Tegan Higginbotham turns 32. You might have caught her on the Australian version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Last week, I did stand up at a hen's night. It was my first hen's night. It was her third.
Finally, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was also born on this day. One of the true music legends. She died aged 76 in 2018.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out T-C-T.
Remembering Aretha Franklin on March 25th.